Testing 1, 2, 3.
Salute to the flag.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This meeting is now called to order in line with the Borough of Seabright's longstanding policy of open government and in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act. I wish to advise you that adequate notice of this regularly scheduled meeting has been sent to the Asbury Park Press and other local newspapers on November 15, 2016. In each instance, the date, time, and location of this meeting were provided in the notice. This meeting is open to the public. Council members Birdsall.
Here.
Keeler.
Present.
Lamia.
Present.
Lexstein.
Here.
Rooney.
Here.
We will start our meetings with remarks from the audience, so this is an opportunity for anybody to be heard on any issue. We just ask you to please come forward and state your name and address for the record.
Hi, I'm Chris Doxey, 9 Church Street in Seabright, and I'm here this evening to ask the governing body to consider extending the side street resident parking ordinance through the year, not just in the summer. Church Street and other downtown streets need this to happen. Since Sandy, with the rebuilding and the raising of many homes, we have lost many parking spots. This is due to the residents raising their homes and putting in garages. We have lost 8 or 9 spots on Church Street alone, and it has become a problem all year. We also have the AA meetings, who for some reason do not park in the municipal parking lot as requested. They park on our street instead. This includes several motorcycles as well, which are very, very noisy. In requesting this change to year-round, the ordinance would, of course, have to be enforced. I hope that you can come to a workable schedule so that this could be accomplished. I do urge you, the council, to pay attention to this request and perhaps, you know, change the ordinance. It really is a mess.
Thank you, Councilman Rooney is Chair of Public Safety, so we're going to follow up with him and the Chief of Police.
Mm-hmm.
And
plus we have like Alice's restaurant and Boomy there, and the people just come around and they just park there and that's it. I even had a lady sleep over last summer in her car in front of my house. And when I came down to water the plants in the morning, she was getting out of the car and she said, "Oh, good morning." And I said, "Good morning." She said, "You know, it's very high priced around here to rent a room." So I slept in my car. She said, "Can you suggest a good place for breakfast?" So I directed her to Alice's, and I never saw her again. So I think it was just that was the one time thing.
Wow.
But if I did see her again, I would, you know, said, "Look, you can't do this." So I really urge you to
request for requesting all year enforcement.
Right. If you could do that, that would be great. We would appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
Other remarks from the audience? Questions? Oh,
thank you. Hi, Tony Calvarella, 22 Longview Way. I don't know if you guys are going to be talking about it. I just wanted to know what was going on, what's being done with the tax increase with the school system. If that's on your agenda to talk about.
Well, we don't actually have it as an agenda item. What I can tell you is that the major increase in your tax bill was driven by the regional school tax, right, which went up 55%. Municipal tax went up too, so I'm not excusing that, but your large hit did come from the school tax.
Right.
We, Seabright, filed a petition with the Commissioner of Education regarding this matter and the formula, and we have been litigating that issue for over a year with the school board. And we're hoping to do the letter writing campaign to start putting some pressure on representatives or threaten to see what can be done from their side. And we also plan on having a public meeting with the lawyer who's representing us, as well as our CFO, hopefully first week of October.
Great. All right, thank you.
So that's where we are so far, but no tax relief yet.
Thanks.
Thanks, Tom. Did I have another minute? Oh, let me, can, do, were you going to add on to that, the discussion of the issue?
No, it's a different issue.
Okay, so let me get first bites and then we'll come back. Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, come on.
Tom Zacharias in Normandy Place. I was just wondering if anybody is aware of the light at Rumson Road and Ocean Avenue coming from the north. Why, it's been like that a couple of weeks. Why it stays green for 15 seconds. The traffic is backed up through the whole town or through North Beach. And it stays red for 50 seconds, three times the amount of time. Is anybody aware of that?
No.
That's why the traffic is still backed up to the North Beach area. And it's been like that.
Yeah. I'm gonna ask our police chief to look into that.
There's no reason. The bridge is not up and there's no reason for it.
Have they checked the timing, chief?
We check it two or three times every summer.
Okay. Like I say, it stays green for 15 seconds. So what's, let's 10 cars go by?
I'll look into it.
And red for almost a minute.
Thank you, Chief.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's why we're late.
Any other remarks in the audience? I'm sorry, Chris, you had something else?
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to, if you could, let me know what the status of the old school is.
Status of the old school. I'm gonna, so don't say something wrong, I'm gonna let Joe answer that one. We just had a meeting with the property owner and there's been some legal action.
We have the property owner in court.
Mm-hmm. Again.
I don't know, well, for me, not again, for me, it's the first time, but we have the property owner in court. We had a hearing, more than one hearing. Mm-hmm. The property owner presented some things to the judge, and they are back for a determination on what date, Chief?
October 5th.
So the judge should render his decision on October 5th to secure the building. Roof repairs, window repairs, and it required the owner to get a structural engineer in there, who I am told was in there today, to give a report to the court on the structural condition of the building. But nonetheless, the court is requiring them to repair the roof, secure the building, and then a couple of us were told and shown plans that they want to come before the board with again.
Okay, they've had about maybe three plans before the board.
I'm told 25 years worth of plans.
Exactly. And there's nothing else you can do. There's nothing else. This eminent domain is not a...
It is an option. I mean, but...
Well, the council did establish a redevelopment zone and actually included condemnation on that property. Mm-hmm. But no further steps have been taken in terms of developing a redevelopment plan or any such matter. We're hoping that working with the property owner, we could... the property owner fixes property.
Yeah, I was at a party last night at Island View, and there was a businessman there. He came over to me. He said, "What's with the school?" He said, "You come into Seabright, it looks good, and all of a sudden you look to your right," and he said, "They have to be able to do something about it." And I told him that, you know, it's like over 20 years trying to get it straightened out, but you know, it's an awful eyesore. It really is. So that's the status now.
We'll know more next week. We're October 5th, I'm sorry.
You're gonna throw money into a building that's horrible looking?
They maintain that they want to renovate the building.
Okay, thank you.
We were just finishing up remarks from the audience. Folks who just walked in, if anybody has a comment, question before we get with the regular order of business?
I don't know what was said before, I would say something.
Chris, did you hear, you got something to say, Chris?
I know, just okay, about taxes. I don't know if you guys are going to bring it up, but...
Not really as an agenda item, no. So,
you know, I have a public meeting the first week in October with the attorneys that represent the borough in litigation, and we'll make sure that we either mail something, have it on the new sign, nixle everyone about, they're looking at the first Wednesday.
We're looking at Wednesday, October 4th.
Okay.
And have the lawyers there to update all the residents on the status of the litigation.
Okay, perfect, thank you.
We'll move on to our consent agenda first up. Need a motion on the consent agenda.
I'll move the consent agenda, second.
Council members, Birdsall.
Yes.
Keeler.
Yes, I just thought, was there something that was going to be pulled, Chris, or is that?
141 was pulled.
It's pulled.
Oh, it was already been pulled, okay. Yes.
Mr. Lemay.
Yes.
Mr. Lexi.
Yes.
Mr. Rooney.
Yes.
Next up, we have ordinances, and we have bond ordinance number 14-2017 that appropriates funds for acquisition of various equipment. We need a motion to open the public hearing on this bond ordinance number 14-2017.
I'll make a motion to open.
Council members, Birdsall.
Yes.
Keeler.
Yes.
Lemay.
Yes.
Lexi.
Yes.
Rooney.
Yes.
Okay, I'd like to open the public hearing and invite any comments. This is a bond ordinance that borrows $150,000 for new public works equipment, including the front-end loader.
I'll make a motion.
Well, we see if anybody in the audience wishes to be heard on bond ordinance number 14-2017.
Motion to close, second.
Council members, Birdsall.
Yes.
Keeler.
Yes.
Lemay.
Yes.
Lexi.
Yes.
Rooney.
Yes.
Okay, now we need a motion to adopt.
I'll make a motion to adopt.
Second.
Council members, Birdsall.
Yes.
Keeler.
Yes.
Lemay.
Yes.
Lexi.
Yes.
Rooney.
Yes.
Next up is a public hearing for bond ordinance 15-2017, and this one is an appropriation of $400,000 for the sewer utility improvements by the borough. Need a motion to open a public hearing on bond ordinance 15-2017.
So moved, second.
Council members, Birdsall.
Yes.
Keeler.
Yes.
Lemay.
Yes.
Lexi.
Yes.
Rooney.
Yes.
Does anybody in the audience wish to be heard on bond ordinance number 15-2017 for the sewer?
Motion to close, second.
Council members, Birdsall.
Yes.
Keeler.
Yes.
Lemay.
Yes.
Lexi.
Yes.
Rooney.
Yes.
Need a motion to adopt.
I'll make a motion to adopt.
Council members, Birdsall.
Yes.
Keeler.
Yes.
Lemay.
Yes.
Lexi.
Yes.
Rooney.
Yes.
Moving on to new business. First, we have voucher list.
Make a motion.
I'll second it.
Okay, motion is second. Council members, Birdsall.
Yes.
Keeler.
Yes.
Lemay.
Yes.
Lexi.
Yes.
Rooney.
Yes.
We have our formal agenda. We have an executive session on here to discuss litigation.
Motion to go into executive session?
Second, I should say.
Okay, we have a second. Council members, Birdsall.
Yes.
Keeler.
Yes.
Lemay.
Yes.
Lexi.
Yes.
Rooney.
Yes.
So we're going to adjourn into closed session to discuss litigation, and then come back to adjourn the meeting. So we're not going to take any more formal business after this point. So briefly, I guess we'll recess into November, and we'll come back to adjourn the meeting. If anybody can answer during the course of the meeting, feel free to hang around, and I'll do my best to answer.